So earlier on, I was talking about one of my favorite songs of all time, and I wonder how he feels about this song. This one was, it's the kind of song that just makes you smile and makes you happy. Leo Sayer.
How you doing, man?
Good morning.
How you doing? Nice to be in South Africa again, I'll tell you.
Well, it's good to have you back, man. Long, tall glasses. I love that song, absolutely.
Yeah, I think it's the banjo in it that does it. It just puts a smile on your face, doesn't it? When we were recording it, we were trying to find a way to make it sound a bit sort of, I don't know, backwoods country kind of thing. Because it's a real American tale kind of, you know, I mean, I wrote it really all about being an American and finding my confidence, you know. The guy can't dance, and yet if he kind of turns around and says, oh, I'm a great dancer, they all believe him.
Yeah, you know? So exactly.
It's a little bit about the BS of show business.
Quite right. And the lyrics are very poignant as well. A bit of social commentary going in there as well.
Yeah, firstly, and very much influenced by an old Charlie Chaplin movie called The Gold Rush. You know, when he goes into he's dreadfully dressed. You know, he's a really scruffy tramp. And he goes and he sees this beautiful girl and he's got to dance with her. So he steps up to the plate and, you know, and in the end, he looks fantastic, even though he's wearing rags.
Exactly.
So, you know, you can, if you believe in something, the trick is, if you believe in something and you put your confidence forward, people will believe you look like a king.
Exactly. Fake it till you make it. 1973 was the year I was born. It was also the year you released your first album called Silverbird.
Yeah, that's true.
And it went on to do very, very well. Talk to us about the career. I mean, your last album released 2019 called Selfie. You've been busy, haven't you?
I just want to keep working. Look, I'm 71 years old, but I'm still feeling as creative as ever. The ideas are flowing. I've got a huge backlog of songs that still haven't been recorded. So, you know, I'm just working through. I'm just starting on some new stuff at the moment. And there's some old songs in there as well from like the 80s and the 70s. You know, there's just, I think if you feel it in your heart that you can do something and provide something, you can do it.
Yeah.
And honestly, it doesn't matter if it sells millions or if it just pleases a few people. The most important thing is to be creative and get it out there. And living in Australia, I have the template now to do that.
Yeah.
If I'd have stayed in England, honestly, they just want me to be buried in the 70s. But I'm able to do new stuff, which is really fantastic. But I'm very proud as well of every hit that we've had, you know.
Of course.
It's incredible.
Of course.
It's a great legacy.
You've had so many. You've had Thunder in My Heart. You've had You Make Me Feel Like Dancing, Moonlighting, yep. Long Tall Glasses, One Man Band. The list is massive.
You Ever Been in Love, Orchard Road.
I mean, it's... Your discography is massive, but your list of hit singles is massive as well. I really enjoyed the Thunder in My Heart remix. Were you part of that project, or did somebody get hold of your music?
Oh, God, yeah. No, look, they couldn't have done it without my permission. And the funny thing is, I just moved from England to Australia.
Yeah.
I flew down, and the last thing that I heard just before I left to get on the flight was the remix. And they said, do you think it's all right? Can we release it? And
it's brilliant.
Damn, it's a hit. So what happened was, I went to Australia. They released it first on a white label so that nobody in England knew what it was. It became a hit on the dance charts before it actually went to number one in its first week of release.
Brilliant.
In the UK.
Brilliant.
So then suddenly I've got to go back to the UK, and suddenly I'm up there with all the boy bands and everybody, and all the kids are looking at me, and here's this old bloke miming, I might say, on television to his original vocal from 1977. And the damn thing's a number one record.
I love it. So, it was DJ Mix who was involved in that remix. Absolutely.
Yeah,
brilliant.
I mean, he was just the front man. It's another team who actually did the mix.
Nice.
And they very cleverly got the original record, because there's no master available. Well, no multi-track, you know.
Yeah.
You couldn't separate the instruments. And what they did was they slavishly kind of, you know, removed parts of it and rebuilt the backing track, you know.
Brilliant.
And they did an incredible job. The strings and my vocal, and all the guitars and the... You know, they're all from the original record, but they've managed to put new beats on it.
And oh, it's fantastic.
It's clever when they do that, isn't it? Like that Marley Sun Is Shining record, you know?
I love it. Absolutely love it. Let's talk about you in South Africa before we wrap up. You're part of a Christmas spectacular, which includes a whole bunch of cool South African artists like Jacques de Priester, Matthijs Roots, Monique Nienel. And then you are here. Can you speak any Afrikaans is the question.
Oh, man, I'm absolutely terrible. No, lekker, 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 lekker. That's about it.
Are you looking forward
to it? I'm terrible, but I'm really honored that the Afrikaans, you know, fans and the Afrikaans-speaking people have always had a soft spot for Leo Sayer, and I'm very honored by that. You know,
I go to
gigs and play them in Belgium and in Holland, and I tell them about this, and they almost don't believe me, but it's fantastic. The world's a small place, isn't it?
Oh, we love you to bits. You're fantastic. You've been part of our lives. Your music with your disco
backtracks
and you make us smile, Leo Sayer. You've got two
please
shows.
God, we'll be back here with my band, and we can go on tour and
come
play
to
lots
Durban.
Of gigs for you.
Come to my hometown.
No, I really want to come to Durban. It's been a long time. You know, a race car designer called Gordon Murray is one of my oldest friends, and he's a Durban boy. And he's always said to me, you've got to go and play in Durban. They would love you.
We would definitely love to have you here. 14th of December at the Sun Arena, and then Pretoria Monday, 16th of December at 3 o'clock. And it's going
right.
to be amazing.
Okay, Karen, yeah.
Tickets
Sorry,
are available.
We can't come to your way.
Yeah, tickets available at comfyticket.com. Listen, you have to come to Durban, and when you come to Durban, you have to come to the studio so we can actually meet you.
Gordon, I'll be there with you. We'll do a much longer form interview, and we'll talk about the hits and everything. You
Sounds
know,
brilliant.
Maybe I'll sing for you as well.
I'd love that. Now, listen, I have one last request before I say goodbye,
sir.
And my manager said I have to ask you this. You're totally allowed to say no if you want to, but East Coast Gold is a fairly new radio station. We've only been going for about a month and a half. And you will be our first celebrity endorsement. If you could do hi.
Oh, come on. I'm going to do it. Hi, just put the mic up.
Hi, this is Leo Sayer, and you're listening to East Coast Gold. Something like that. Come on, give it to us.
Yeah. Hi, this is Leo Sayer, and you're listening to East Coast Gold. What the best music on town. Oh, fantastic.
Oh, that's brilliant. You are the man. You are officially the man. Leo Sayer, thank you so much. Have a wonderful time
Thanks,
in South Africa.
Have a lovely day.
Cheers, mate.
And love to everybody in Durban.
And to you. Take care. We'll chat to you next time.
Bye.
Bye.